Daily Rest, Friday, May 17th, 2024. The theme this week is Mothers. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Galatians 4, 4 and 5. A blessing to me. The Son of God had a mom. He became human so that He could suffer and die for the human race. Although He had existed from eternity, Jesus was born to His mother and humbled under the law to be obedient to her. When the 12-year-old Jesus was found by His parents in the temple, He did not object to their orders to come home. Even though He was right in the Heavenly Father's house doing what He was meant to do, He also had the business of His human parents to tend to. Jesus never forgot to love and respect His parents. This love and honor was with Jesus all the way to the cross. When He looked down from the cross and Jesus gave His mother into His friend John's safekeeping, He said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son." And He said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." John 19, verses 26 and 27 from the NIV. Jesus honored and thought of His mother, even while He was dying. This is the sort of Savior we have. We have sinned against our mothers too many times to count, perhaps even forgetting about her or neglecting her. We've been disobedient, disrespectful, unloving, impatient, petty, and ungrateful. Thankfully, Jesus is the sort of Savior that not only remembers His mother, but also remembers you. His perfect life under the law completely replaces and fulfills our life under the law. During His own sacrificial death, He looks down and remembers every mother, every son, every daughter. He remembers everyone, making sure that by His sacrifice and resurrection, you too will always be cared for. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our Savior and your Son, who makes me acceptable as your child through His atoning blood. Amen. To continue your study in God's Word this weekend on the topic of mothers, the suggestions are to write out a prayer for single mothers of young children and infants. Read the story of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1. What do we learn from Hannah's life about prayer, motherhood, and faith? And pray for those women who long for marriage and motherhood, but who have not yet been granted that outcome in their lives. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC, located in Spokane Valley, Washington. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.